Hi everyone, this is Nellie. Thank you for tuning in today to my ministry, song, scripture, and my thoughts. Today is January 25th, 2023. Today's song recommendation, I actually have two songs for you today. The first one is Getting Started by Jeremy Camp. And the second song is Trust in You by Lauren Daigle. And I've given Trust in You that song recommendation before, but that song's been on my heart today as well, because we really do, it's all about trusting in Him and what He wants to do for us and through us, because He does see ahead of us, and we just trust in Him because He is faithful and He is true. Today's scripture will be from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 15. A couple of days ago, I republished part two of the creation and the fall of man. It took me a while to republish it because, well, first of all, it's a daunting task, really, to talk about good and evil in the Bible because, well, God obviously created evil and He trusted His creation to not disobey Him, which is exactly what they did. And once they were able to know about evil, because we already know about good. Adam and Eve, when God created the heavens and the earth and everything in them in the beginning, He saw that everything He created was good. Everything He created was good. But once Eve disobeys God and picks from that tree and eats the fruit and gives to her husband to eat the fruit, then now their eyes are open not to good, because they already know good. It's open to evil. And so today's message is just kind of a little recap on that message, because I didn't spend enough time, I don't believe, in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15, which reads, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed." Now, this enmity is between Jesus Christ and the devil and the devil's followers. Anybody that doesn't believe in Jesus Christ is an antichrist. Doesn't matter where they live in the world. If a person doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He is our Messiah, our Savior, if that person doesn't believe that, if a person doesn't believe that, they are an antichrist. They are followers of the seed of the serpent. And God is saying in this verse, yes, you three all disobeyed me with the serpent placing doubt and placing pride in Eve and then Adam. Because the devil had already done that. And he gets cast out of the garden and out of heaven. And when God says to them that He would put enmity, well, He says this to the serpent specifically, when He puts enmity, it's going to be a deep hatred between the seed of the woman, which is Jesus Christ, and the seed of the serpent, which is the devil and the antichrist of the world. But Jesus Christ, one day, which would have been later on from, of course, Adam and Eve's day, when Jesus Christ came down from heaven to be born of the Virgin, at that time, he defeated evil. He defeated the devil. He defeats death, because he would then be crucified and die for our sins, anybody that believes on him. And we have our salvation for anybody that believes in him, Jesus Christ. And then when they bury him, he resurrects on the third day, and then he defeats death. So never again for the believer will we ever be separated from God because of what Jesus did on the cross. It's one of those aha moments. And the devil, that's why the Antichrist tried so hard to get rid of Jesus, the Son of God. Because they knew. I think they all knew who he really was. Well, the devil did. The devil knew exactly who Jesus was. He even tempted him in the wilderness for 40 days, or during his 40 days and 40 nights. So I just wanted to add just a little more on this, because yes, when Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden fruit, it was a curse to all humanity. But in that promise from Genesis 3:15, it's yeah, that happened. But I'm going to send my son one day, and he's going to fix everything one day. And he did. One day, when he came down from heaven. This is the promise from that Genesis 3:15, that one day he would send his son to make things right. That a son of Eve would bruise the devil on the head, stomp him out, stomp out all the antichrists. But until Jesus returns, that devil is still trying to bite you. Don't let him bite you. You have to believe in the Son of God and believe that you have salvation through his blood, through the once for all blood sacrifice. He's the Son of God, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And those that believe in him will have everlasting life with him. When Adam and Eve sinned and God questions them, I said in the podcast, in the message, he doesn't destroy them, because God knows, his wisdom is infinite, right? He knows who's yet to be born from his creation. For you, he waited for you and I, and for anybody else that he is waiting on. That's why he hasn't come back yet, because he's still waiting on people. Adam and Eve clothed themselves with fig leaves because they weren't smart enough to kill one of the animals. But God, he kills the first animal, the first innocent blood, to cover their sins. And this is a foreshadowing of when Jesus would come to cover our sins as the last sacrifice, the Lamb of God. And so he kills the animal and he clothes them with the skin. It's just wonderful, guys, that God, even though he trusted creation to not eat from the tree, he had already created Adam and Eve. He knew when you eat from the tree, Adam, you're going to die. And they were ashamed, of course. They're hiding from God as he's walking in the cool of the day in the garden. So God knew they were going to eat from the tree, and God already had a plan in place. And his plan was to send his son. And anybody that believes in him will have everlasting life with him. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about that. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he bruises the head of the serpent and all of his followers. And the serpent, which he's talking about, the serpent seed, which is Satan and Satan's followers, those that don't believe in the Son of God, they will constantly try to bite people on the heel and get them to doubt and get them to be prideful, because the Antichrist, they're their own gods. I want to come on soon to talk about some of the false religions. Just kind of a little preview. I'm in the book of Daniel, and all of the people that were deported to Babylon, at one point they were to bow down to this image that King Nebuchadnezzar had made. And Daniel and his friends would not do so, and they got into a lot of trouble, but God saves them. So it's just a little preview that we cannot bow to false gods. We cannot bow to the people, to the world, that have their own ideas about how you're supposed to live. They have their own ideas of what a sin is and what a sin isn't. But we have to stick to the message of the Bible. And it's a beautiful thing when you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, because then you can get a little more information from what God says to the prophets. For instance, Isaiah and Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel. God reveals more information to them about Genesis, about the future. And so there's little tidbits here and there that is how I grabbed that one passage out of Ezekiel about the cherub that had been in the garden. Now, he's not named, and I don't know if it's Lucifer. So that's why I said I don't know. I'm speculating that. But when Revelation then says that the serpent of old is the devil, then we know that the devil was in the Garden of Eden by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So, bullet points. Jesus Christ comes from the seed of the woman, and Jesus Christ is the Son of God. We have salvation because of the price Jesus Christ paid on the cross of Calvary. He is the only way to heaven. He's the only way to the Father. Jesus Christ is our Savior and our Redeemer. He lives, and our citizenship is in heaven. We obey him and follow good, because he is goodness. We do not follow evil and the evil one. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the scripture found in Genesis 3:15. This scripture was a foreshadowing of when Jesus would come to earth to be born to the Virgin Mary. He would die the sacrificial death on the cross and save us from our sins. He is the last sacrifice once for all. That's it. That was it. There's no more sacrifices. He resurrected on the third day. You must believe that. He took away our biggest fear, death. He conquered death. He defeated the enemy. He had told Adam and Eve if they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Remember what he said to them. They would surely die. We who believe and have faith in Jesus Christ and have placed our trust in Jesus Christ and have placed our trust in him, we will have eternal life with him. We will never die. Those that don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, they are the Antichrist and will have eternal damnation and will be tortured forevermore. The devil, the Antichrist, all of the followers will be tortured forevermore. They will be thrown into the lake of fire. The enmity is between Jesus Christ and his followers and Satan and his followers. We are followers of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus is victorious. He always has been. He's always had a plan in place. And because he is victorious, we are also victors. I'll come on as soon as possible. I give all the glory to God. All the glory to God. Much love to all. Until next time. Bye.